blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel, the creator of heaven and earth. May his name alone be glorified. May his name alone be exalted. Let me share a word of prayer with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I give you praise. Be exalted, be thou magnified. Abba, Father, have your way this hour. Heal us. Deliver us. Bless us. Change us from within. Save our souls. Lord, the entrance of your word bringeth understanding. Grant us understanding. I thank you, Abba Father, that all powers in the airwaves are already under our feet. In your gracious name I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day, daily devotional. We put out the way. Indeed, the Lord has been so good unto us, as he has not kept his word from us. Today happens to be the 11th episode of the Walking Voice, and by grace, today we are dealing with the principle of aiding, the part nine of the principle of aiding. Precious people of the way, yesterday, by his grace, we saw how protection is very necessary when it comes to the fulfillment of your assignment on earth, and that there is protection in Eden. You can't afford to live in this dangerous world, controlled and ruled by the thief, and only walk with provisions. It will be useless, because he will rob you of all and he will come back to square zero. So provisions goes hand in hand with protection. So we saw that security is in Christ, and that is where the new life exists. So where life is, the new life which is in Christ, that is where protection exists, as it was in the Garden of Eden. So we saw that protection is not absence of Satan, but it's actually the presence of Yahuwah. So we saw something in Psalm 91, the verse 1 to 2. We also saw that he protects us by providing to us. Right in the Garden of Eden, he made provisions available. Man needed not to go out of Eden, out of his presence, in search for anything. The river from the presence parted into four, right in the garden. Trees were made available. In fact, all things that pertains to life and godliness were right in the garden, but Satan was there. Because in Ezekiel 28, he has been in Eden. So the problem is not Satan. Yahusha did not come to, remove Satan. He came to take away sin. Satan is actually not the issue. If Yahuwah is with you, if you are in him, you live in his presence, there is no need to be afraid of Satan. You see, when God becomes your habitation, your dwelling place, There is nothing to fear. We also saw that he protects you by establishing you. We saw that in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 3. Anytime Satan wants to, you know, cause you to lose your soul, rob you, attack your health, he will make sure that you lose your place. So Paul said that the Lord will establish you. You should be rooted in him, that he will keep you from evil. When he establishes you in him, he will keep you from evil. So he had no place in heaven again. He came down here, has established his kingdom. He went into the garden and made sure that Adam and Eve will lose their place. So they started suffering. He worked so hard to make sure that we are displaced, we are removed, we lose our place. If you lose your place, and the most important place you don't have to lose, it's not your building in New York nor East Lagos, that you will be going for court day and day out. The most important place is in Christ. Don't lose your place in him. If you lose your place in him, you have lost covering, because it is a shadow that you abide under. It's like a covering. It's like an umbrella. If you are in him and you remain in him, you are covered and you are protected. So Satan is not an issue at all. Today we will add a little in the ninth part of the principle of Eden under the working voice, the 11th episode. As it was stated and I mentioned by the Spirit of the Lord, that he protects by providing. So there is actually Yahweh's protection in his provisions. That's why when he provided a lamb, when he gave himself, when you are in him, he protects you. Now he also does that. He also protects us by giving us instruction, the word. So his word is actually, his word, his commandment is actually a protection in disguise. When he gives you himself, when he gives you his word, and you have his word, live in his word, you are protected. Protection is in the issuance or giving out of his instruction. When he gives out his instruction, when he speaks, when he gives you a command, which becomes a commandment, when he offers you his word, he actually wants to protect you. When you are in the world, you are in the custody of Satan. When you are in the word, you are in Christ. So his word and commandment are not burdens at all. They are not meant to punish you. His instruction and commandments are meant to protect you. So, in as far as Adam kept his word, he wouldn't have lost the covering for him to be kicked out. So, Yahweh's instruction and his commandments, it is to protect you, to remain where he wants you to be, to remain in him. So, it is like, that is what he used to fence you. That is why you have to be in him. Anytime you build a place, you erect a wall, fence, You it keeps robbers away. Likewise, he also fails you using his word, instruction, his commandments, so that you will not go off. When you read Job chapter number 1, the verse 10, Satan made a statement. He said, haven't you surrounded him with a fence on all sides? What kind of fence is that? What hedge is that? Remember, Job was a man of integrity. He was a man who eschewed evil. Among all his people that he was living with, he was a righteous man. In other words, he was living right. Living right is living in the word. He was living right. He was living according to the commandments, the word of the Most High. So Satan was finding it so difficult to harm him. Satan was around. For his testimony, he has been around. He knows Job. He is not a foreigner to him. But he dare not, because he was fenced. Round him was protection. Did Jehovah use bricks? Did he use fence warriors? Did he use what did he use? It is his word. It is his word. If you really want to enjoy life in him and not to lose it, you have to live within his instruction, his word. You see, that is why anytime you break, you lose it. When you break his word, you can't live in him. You can't live in his word and break his word. The moment you break it, you have exposed yourself. The serpent will come in and bite you. You are going to lose your place in him. That is when your name is taken out from the book of life. So the Lord Yahuwah protects us by fencing us with his word. So you don't go out. That is why he makes everything available in his word and not in the world, so that you will not walk out of the word. Because when you walk out of the word, you have broken the word. You have become lawless. You have become like Satan, who rebelled. And you know, rebellious is an act of witchcraft. And no witchcraft activity can be entertained in Yahuwah. So how can, when men and women are born again, they are born into him? That is when you are born again, there are instructions, there is a word you need to live by. The things you used to say, you can't say them again. The places you used to go, you can't go there again. Because there is a fence, there is a boundary set. Remember, the wise man said, do not remove the ancient boundary. You don't remove them. It is a crime. It is an error. Remember, it's an ancient of days. So when you remove the boundary, when you remove his word, in other words, you are breaking his word, then you expose yourself to danger. You lose your place. And when you lose your place in Yahuwah, you will by all means get a place in Satan. Actually, living in the world is living in Satan. Because the Bible says, the whole world lies in the belly of the serpent. He has swallowed up That is why when Yahusha was about to be born, he was ready to swallow. So anytime you jump out of Christ and you go into the world, you are in him. That is why those in the world break the word and they live according to the, you know, the words of Satan, his instruction. So demons control those who are in the world. So what am I saying? There is protection in obedience to his commandment. Anywhere a commandment is, the commander is available. Anywhere you find a commandment, you will see the commander. So it is obeying the commandment that makes you one with the commander. There can be no commandment without the commander. Remember, it is his word that becomes a command. Okay? And he is his word. He is his word. So when you obey his word, you are obeying him and you have become one with him. So learn to obey his word. Learn to live in the fence. Don't go out. Don't break the hedge. Don't break, you know, the word of the Lord. It is dangerous. In John 17 verse 9, he said, I have prayed for them. I am not taking them out from the world, but your word will keep them. It is the word that keeps us. Without the word, people of the way, you are doomed. Without the word, you are without covering. No matter whose grace and commission you are under, it is the word that covers. That is why grace comes by the word. So sometimes you can enjoy the protection, the provisions of a grace in the commission if you don't obey or live by the teachings or the word of that commission. Because grace came by the word. So he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine. When you continue, the Bible says that your word will keep them. Your word will keep them. Now, let us look at something in Matthew 21, the verse 33. Matthew 21, the verse 33. Matthew 21, the verse 33. Here, another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and fenced it round about, and digged a wine press in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. You are familiar with this parable. It is also in the gospel according to Mark. And the eyewitness Luke also narrated the same parable. This vineyard is referring to Israel, is referring to the people of Yahuwah. Today, the people of Yahuwah. He now fenced it. You see, it is dangerous to have a vineyard without a fence. You know, it will be a total waste. All animals will come and feed on. You know, thieves will come and then destroy everything. So what the Israelites normally do is, they don't joke with their security because they have many enemies. Even when they start farming, they hedge it. Because the Hittites and the Amalekites and those, they come like grasshoppers. They will come and destroy everything. That is why the Bible says that what the cankerworms and the caterpillars. It's not referring to rare animals. They will come as caterpillars. They will come and eat everything. They will wait when it was time for harvest, then they come. So hedging is important. And hedging or fencing, Yahweh does not use, palm leaves. He does not use iron sheets. He does not use human materials. He used himself. He used the word. That is why the easiest way to enjoy his protection is to live in him. And the boundary is set. You don't break it. You live within. You live according to his word. What he tells you, you obey. Don't steal. You don't steal. Because that is a hedge. When you break his word, you open yourself up. And Satan will drag you out. He will cause you to lose your place. And when you lose your place, you are in trouble. Getting into the world, it is a whole lot. Let's look at the last scripture in Ezekiel chapter number 22, verse 30. Ezekiel 22, the verse 30. Let's look at what the prophet also said so that we can end for today. Ezekiel 22, the verse 30. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 22, the verse 30. All right, let me read from here. The Bible says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge." Remember, they were exposed to danger. They have broken the word of Yahuwah. Okay? And they have even the new generation that came, the Israelites, they don't know anything about the word of Yahuwah. And all the priests are corrupt. They don't have the word again. So he sought for someone who will build the hedge. He sought for someone who will build the fence. And it was so sad. The Bible says, "Who will make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I shall not destroy it?" But I found none. He said he found none. Do you know why? They had backslided and there was no word. That is why he now sent Ezekiel. Whoever is standing in the gap for you is building a hedge. So whoever is claiming helping you, a pastor, a preacher, and not building a fence, a hedge, I mean, not letting you know his word so that you will not break it, the person is not helping you. The whole people of Israel, in fact, the glory of the Lord left the temple. God had left them. They were in trouble. Their lives are messed up. They were not winning a single war. Their land was not yielding again. They grow, they sow, and they don't reap anything. And they were trying to do things by themselves. They were trying to, they now started training their men to fight. And the Lord now sent Ezekiel to tell them that, no, that is not the way. You can't keep, you see, Satan, you can't keep him away. No. He will be around. His time, there is a time set for him that he will be no more. What it means is he will be chained forever. In fact, lake of fire is a prison. He will be chained forever. In as far as his time is not up, he's around. So what they were doing, they are wasting time. Then he said, okay, I sought for a man. All those times that you people were trying, calling me, I sought for a man who will build the hedge, who will build the fence. But I found no one. someone who will stand in the gap. I found no one. Precious people of the way, I'm ending. Hedging is important. Fence is important. And the fence is his word, his commandment. Never ever think that his word is to frustrate you and make you wretched. No. Never ever think that his commandments are too much. You know, the more even the commandments, the more the fence and the hedge. So there is a fence when it comes to your marriage. Every field of your life. If you break the marital love, if you now, in fact, defy the marriage bed, you are in trouble. You have broken it. There is a law when it comes to your finance. Like some people, they don't pay their tithes. He said, the thief, the devourer, he will come in and devour your finance because there is a law you have broken. When it comes to our home, there is a commandment. These are fences. So he who lack understanding when it comes to the fence and the hedging of Yahuwah will think the word of the Lord and the commandment is punishing them. No. Live within the word. Let the word protect you. Let the word be a fence. Let the word keep you in his presence. Because without his word, you have lost his presence. It is sad that Adam lost the presence, Eden. But thank Yahuwah, the last Adam has restored us. Live in the word. Obey his commandment because you love him. Go by his instruction and always seek not to jump out or over the walls, the fence that he, the Lord, has built around you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you and strengthen you. I pray that anything that is causing you not to live in the word, let the power of the enemy be broken. Let every plan today be canceled. And I declare over your life that today the rain will fall on you. Let the heavens be open and let showers of blessing come upon you. Enjoy favor today. Favor on every side. Favor before Yahuwah. Favor before men. In the mighty name of Yahusha. In the mighty name of Yahusha. Let angels go with you. May he cause his angels charge over you. You're going out and you're coming in. Anywhere you find yourself, let an angel be with you. Let an angel stand by you. Let an angel be before you. Let an angel be behind you. In the mighty name of Yahusha. Enjoy divine provisions today. In any way the enemy is about to strike, let the word you have heard this morning keep him away. Render him powerless, for he was overcome by the blood and the testimony, which is the word of Yahuwah, because he's the only one who testifies about himself. Yahuwah bless you. Take care of yourself. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Make sure that you listen to them again and share with friends and family. Today's message too will be sent on the page. Make sure that you go through in 52 days. Thank you. Bye-bye.